Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Gilbert O'Sullivan. Listen as we talk to Gilbert about his music career and more. Where did your interest in music come from?
You could argue that one of the biggest influences I had in my career was the radio. Because, you know, we'd have the little transistor sneaking under the bed. Mum and Dad would be complaining of the noise level and stuff. I think the Beatles were a catalyst for all of us wanting to be in a band. They looked different, hair over their eyes as opposed to kick, look back like Elvis, which everybody had. And their songwriting. I mean, they were young. We kind of identified with them because they could write great songs without having to read music. They couldn't read music. So we kind of felt that if they could do it, the possibility of us being able to do something like that was there. Huge influence for me was Bob Dylan. Early Bob Dylan, because I don't have a great voice. I have a distinctive voice, and he certainly had a distinctive voice. So if you put the influence of Lennon and McCartney for songwriting and the influence of Bob Dylan, that was the link for me to press ahead. So I did a period of piano lessons. After a few months, I could play what the teacher was teaching me. I didn't really enjoy it. And one evening when I went to see her, she asked me to play a piece and I put the music up, but I played a different part that wasn't the music. So she kind of caught me out, and she told my mother, she said, "You're wasting your money sending your son to me. He's not going to be a readable pianist."
What is your approach to songwriting?
It's not rocket science. You sit at a piano, albeit that the piano now is better than the one I had in the garden shed. But that's it. It's mostly the melody first, which will dictate pretty much how the words go. But sometimes you have a title, so that can lead you into that direction. But by and large, you've got the melody, and then you don't know where it's going to go. And that's interesting and exciting, because you start with empty pages, and then you end up writing more lyrics than you'll actually need, because you get into the subject. It's what it is. I mean, I don't analyze what I do other than to be very happy doing it. I've never lost the love of the craft of songwriting. I don't like the serious, the heaviness that they get into about songwriting. And my children, these are my children. When I hear somebody say that songs are their children, I cringe. There's nothing too serious about it. I'm quite happy to write, you know, pop songs, short for popular, hopefully. I mean, I'm serious about the work. There's no question about that. Songwriting is not easy. Hard work pays off if you're prepared to take it on.
Tell us about the beginning of your music career.
When I first tried to get into the business in 1967, and CBS were interested, they didn't like the way I looked because I'd presented them with this image. But they wanted to sign me because they liked the songs. Gordon Mills manages Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck, co-wrote It's Not Unusual. When I wrote to him, as the manager of the biggest solo artist in the world, arguably at that time, would he be interested in me as a solo artist? The story is, and it's true, that his secretary gave him the package that I'd sent, and he looked at the picture first of all and just threw it in the bin. Vicky, his secretary, said he came back to it out of curiosity. So he liked the songs. He needed to hear more than he heard on the tape to be sure that I could do it and stuff. And he liked what he heard, and that's what brought him on to manage me.
What's the story behind the song, Alone Again, Naturally?
To start with, it was written at the point when Gordon Mills said I could give up my office job, where I was only able to write on a weekend or in the evening, early evening. Once he took me on, he had a bungalow that he owned. So I moved in there so I could write all day. I mean, I was in heaven. In those days, you didn't make an album. Like today, you make an album and you go in the studio. In those days, you went in for 3 hours, do an A side and a B side. And you'd end up having an album's worth of songs. So I was writing two songs for the next single. One of them was Alone Again. The other was Out of the Question. Happy with both of them. I liked getting into the subject matter of Alone Again. I enjoyed that experience. I always feel as a songwriter, what makes you a good lyricist is that you don't have to experience the subject. An understanding of it will get you through. And Out of the Question was just a good song. I liked the middle sections of it. Went to the studio that evening when it was finished, and everybody thought the single should be Out of the Question. But Gordon Mills said in the end, my manager said, that Alone Again may not be the most commercial, but it's a better song. So let's go with that. And it took a while to break, famously in America, we hear about fairly often throughout the years, one radio station in a particular part of the country picks up on it. After 4 or 5 weeks in America, Alone Again wasn't happening. And then this one station played it and played it and played it. And then the rest is history. You know, America look upon it as their song. So I'm kind of proud of that when I go over there and perform.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV.